You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our passage today is from Luke chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall become straight, and the rough places shall become level ways. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." There are two things that I note in reflecting on this passage this year. This is a very familiar passage, one that we have often seen and heard and reflected on. The first thing is that Luke really gives a very clear and precise and specific moment in time and a specific place when the Word of God comes to John and who John is and where that word comes. The detail here it's quite striking. God speaks to his people through his prophets in very concrete and specific and particular ways. Part of what we see here is that his authority and power over all of creation is communicated here. Luke gives us the full kind of panorama of who's in charge, from the emperor, Tiberius Caesar, down to the high priest, Annas and Caiaphas. He knows who's in charge. He knows the situation. God speaks to men and women in their particular circumstances, knowing full well who has authority over them and who has power in their lives. The other thing I note is that this word that John brings about is about repentance and forgiveness of sins. And part of the purpose of this word is to prepare for God to do something extraordinary. So John announces to the world that we should repent and be washed of our sins. And this action is what Isaiah had announced hundreds of years before. Get ready for God's coming, prepare for him. Every low place shall be filled up. Every massive mountain obstacle will be reduced. Every twisting and bending path will be straightened. And everyone, all flesh, shall see God's saving work, the salvation of God. God knows every authority that's over us. He knows who's in charge in our lives. But it doesn't prevent him from bringing his word to us. Are we listening to the prophets in our life? Are the scriptures and the ministers of God in our life speaking God's truth to us? Also, what does the current path of our life look like? Are we in a valley? Are we facing a mountain? Are we confused by the crookedness of the trail or the rough terrain that we're in? How does repentance help us in this season get ready for God's coming to us so that we might see the salvation of God?
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.